Hey, Shepherd family, welcome to Digital Worship. This Pentecost weekend, 50 days following the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, it is also known as the birthday of the church. We begin in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the God who has called us to be His own, and by which we are afforded the privilege of walking in this world as His ambassadors, His mouthpiece of grace and mercy and hope. I'm Pastor Scott Seidler. I'm privileged to lead you in digital worship today. Our focus is going to be on a passage of John's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 26 and 27. And in this word, we're going to hear a simple promise of the Lord Jesus Christ regarding the centrality of the Holy Spirit in the life and work of the church. Listen in to this word from God. "But I will send you the Advocate, the Spirit of truth. He will come to you from the Father and will testify all about me. And you must also testify about me because you have been with me from the beginning of my ministry." Hey, as we come into digital worship today, would you just close your eyes, fold your hands, bow your heads and hearts, and join me in a time of prayer. Dear God, Heavenly Father, thank you for the grace, the ability, the invitation to bend our hearts toward you in thankfulness for the way in which you have bent your heart toward us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Pour out on us your Holy Spirit that we may speak boldly about our Savior Jesus and give witness to the God who not only forgives our sins, but provides for all our daily needs. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. My question today is this: have you ever had or experienced someone who has stood as a true advocate for you in your life? Maybe it was an older brother or sister who stood up on your behalf to a neighborhood bully. Maybe it was your mom or dad who stood up for you when a teacher maybe took advantage of some grading or a relationship that you had in that classroom, a teacher with whom you just didn't seem to get along. Maybe it was a spouse who went over to a neighbor's house and said, "Hey, back off my wife," or maybe you saying, "Back off my husband." Whenever we have someone who stands up for us, that person is rightly known as an advocate. Oftentimes, advocacy is understood in a legal framework. That is, someone who stands up for us when we are unjustly accused of breaking a law or violating a civil regulation. A lawyer, an attorney, an ombudsman, a mediator perhaps. Those legal advocates stand up for us when within the court of law we are at risk of being punished by imprisonment or maybe even having a fine levied against us. There is another court of law that we are, all of us, part and party to, and that is the court of law of God's judgment. It's the court of law where we stand before God, the righteous judge, and we are called upon to give answer for our sins, the sins which we are justly accused of and rightly held responsible for. God says, in this court of law, if you are going to stand on your own behalf in your own defense, therefore, I will find you guilty. And in finding you guilty, I will level against you the just penalty for your sin, which in the book of Romans, Paul says, is the sentence of death. Not just physical death, but that eternal separation from God. But God in His righteousness, in His graciousness to us, not only gives us a way out of our sin through our Savior Jesus Christ, He also goes one step further. He actually provides the Holy Spirit, who by His work leads us to the truth of Jesus' identity, who leads us to the truth of Jesus' activity on our behalf, who leads us through the cross and empty tomb to a place where when God renders judgment, he looks first at Jesus and not at our sins. This is the advocate that John says will be poured out for us, and it is the very heart and soul of what the church celebrates when we celebrate this day of Pentecost. God pours out his Holy Spirit that day in Jerusalem. The disciples receive that Holy Spirit, and with that Holy Spirit now testify to the truth that Jesus Christ himself is an advocate par excellence. He is the ultimate advocate for us when the just judgment of the Father is brought against us. I don't know what sins afflict you. I don't know what kind of guilt or shame you carry from past days of living that still weigh down on your spiritual shoulders in this present moment. But one thing I do know is this, that regardless of those sins actually, or the guilt and shame that come as a consequence of those sins, the Holy Spirit of the risen Lord Jesus Christ stands shoulder to shoulder with you so that you no longer have to bear that burden alone. He is your advocate. I think of the words of Jesus in Matthew's gospel, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will find and provide for you rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." That confidence of Jesus that he gives to us is given actually through the work of the Holy Spirit. And so it's that Holy Spirit we celebrate today. It's a word of promise that not only Jesus gives here in John 15, but he actually delivers in the book of Acts. And Jesus says, with this Holy Spirit, not only be partakers of that grace, but also with him now, go out and offer that grace to others. Your kids, your grandkids, your children, your friends and neighbors. Make sure that in some way this gift that is given is also being transferred beyond you into the lives of those that God has given for you to love. If you can do that, then we are well in the framework of what John is talking about here in John chapter 15. And we are doing justice by that first Pentecost day 2,000 plus years ago in what we do today. Let's pray. Lord God, let us be living celebrations of Pentecost. Help us as we receive the Holy Spirit to convey the Holy Spirit. As we relish the gospel of forgiveness in our own lives, help us pass on the gospel of forgiveness that it may overflow into the lives of others. Let us be Pentecost Christians. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thanks for joining us for digital worship today. And as you have opportunity to support our Shepherd Ministry, especially in this summer 2024, I would be greatly appreciative. We've set a goal of $415,000 between May the 1st and Labor Day. And if you can be part of realizing that financial goal for this summer, you will be part of ensuring that Shepherd is on solid financial footing for the year to come. Summer is often one of those times when Christians say, I'm not just going to take a vacation from life, I'm going to take a vacation from the Christian responsibility to support the Christian church, the gospel ministry, through my financial offerings. Would you make a promise, make a covenant before God, a vow, if you will, to make sure that your financial support of our Shepherd ministry continues? I'd appreciate it, and I know that others who benefit from these digital resources will appreciate it as well. Your gifts go beyond just the benefit you receive for and from this Shepherd ministry. Well, thanks again, and I'll leave you with this benediction, that the Lord would bless you and keep you, that the Lord would make his face to shine on you and be gracious unto you, that he would look upon you with his favor and give you his peace, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks for joining. Have a great rest of the day.